Welcome to the Metro PCS Lounge for an equal employment session with Ronnie Montrose.
That's great, though. You've been laying down some noise in these parts for four decades now. We'll talk about that. And if you guys have questions, I've got the wireless here. Just flag me down, and we'll be set with that. You can talk with about music, about life, about cooking, which is, I know, one of Ronnie's passions right now. But let's play some tunes and talk about some times here.
Yeah, really, and it's about just what I've come to this point in my life where I realized I could do like guitar seminars, you know, and show riffs and play all these things. But I started ending up realizing that the fun thing for me to do is just to tell stories and get questions and talk to people about music I've made and situations in my life and your lives and all of those things that we've done, including fishing, camping, hiking, raising kids, you know, all of those things that have, because music is part of the fabric of our lives, but not the whole thing.
What was your first big show at?
Actually, my first big show that I was with Van Morrison. And we played, I was playing in a little band in San Francisco called Sawbuck. And we were just playing, you know, playing around the area. And I was also a carpenter, so I worked as a in the union carpenter, but a carpenter who would build things for people if they needed them. And I remember I got called from some friends to build an office and build a wall and sheetrock and everything for this guy named Bill Graham. And his partner was David Rubinson. You know, they were the big guys in San Francisco. And I kind of, you know, I'd been to the Fillmore, you know, I'd been to Winterland. But so I'm building an office. My first meeting with Bill Graham was like banging 2x4s into the floor, and Bill's going, "Didn't use enough space here. You could pull that back a little bit," you know. But so my first, I ended up get a relationship with David Rubinson and with Bill, and especially with David. And they used to let us, in return for me doing carpenter work, used to let our band rehearse in the offices at night. So we'd go up when everything was closed and go up and play our tunes and write and do what we did. And David's secretary called me and said, "Would you like to play with Van Morrison and go play with Van?" And I thought that she meant our little band opening the show for Van Morrison. I said, "Yeah, I'll get the boys together, you know." She said, "No, do you want to play with Van Morrison?" And I said, "Yeah." "Yeah, hello." So they said, so she said, get your stuff. He's holding auditions out at a place called the Lion's Share in Santa Fe, California. So I went out there, you know, and I'm sitting out there with a little guitar and an amp, no bigger than that, same kind of deal. But I'm sitting there in this room and there's about a dozen guitar players there. And I mean, here's Van Morrison. I mean, he's like, he's, you know, Gloria, Them, Here Comes the Night, you know, everything. I mean, it just, anyway, so this guy I didn't heard forever, and he's a big fan. And I went out there, and here's a dozen guitar players sitting in chairs just like you are right now. Each guy's got their amp and their guitar, and they're all ready to go up and do their thing, you know. And it was the strangest thing that came over me, and it's like, musicians who want jobs, get jobs. And not musicians, but if you want a job, and you know you need that job, not need it for any other reason, but that you have to have that job, most of the time you'll get it, because your heart's in the right place. And I knew, sitting in a room, on a chair, waiting for my turn to get up, I knew I had the job. That was my, and sat up with Van, and he said, "Ryan, do you know Domino?" And no, I didn't. But I go, "Does it go like?" I winged it and went as good as I can. And he said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Denver, Colorado." "You're hired." And he called because he's who the band wrote Belfast Cowboy about. And he's like, he loved it. He told me when he was younger, when he was living in Belfast, that his dad was a, I think it was a merchant marine or a sailor or something, he would come back and bring him cowboy stuff from the States here. He would bring him like a black cowboy hat and little cat pistols, and it was a big deal for him. That it, you know. And so I remember we were touring with Jay Giles, and Jay Giles is a huge Van Morrison fan, as most people are. And Jay said, yeah, Ronnie Van called me. He said, about you. And I said, what? He said, well, I got a cowboy. He was glad to have a cowboy. So we used to go rehearse, and it was great. I mean, the times I had with him were really fun. I was around a genius, and he wrote this song, you know, Wild Night, I got the privilege of sitting, watching him, just he and I in his rehearsal studio, sitting here at the piano, just incanting these beautiful melodies and chords, you know, from out of the blue, and I realized, even at my young age, inexperienced age, that I was in the presence of genius. I mean, I really did, and I never took that for granted. But he'd written Wild Night, but we didn't really have a that was Wild Night. And so I'm just screwing around at the beginning of the song, and I went with you know, the band was there, and I went, and so I'm playing, and he stopped. He goes, Ryan, that thing you played, that's the beginning of a song. Don't forget it. Never forgot it. but it's those little serendipitous moments that happen. And as far as my first band, being able to be there in that situation where I mean, Van didn't have the vision to see that was, I mean, that's a hook. That is an absolute hook intro to a song. You couldn't have asked me to make that up. It was just, same thing, just playing it. But for Van to spot it and say, that's what we're going to do right there, was incredible. So that was my first band, was going on stage with Van. I was so nervous. We played Fillmore West, Carousel Ballroom. And I was so nervous that I literally was shaking, because it was my very first gig, and I had to get up by myself and walk around the block and outside, just walk around, just shake it off, because it was like a big deal. I mean, you know, any of you have had any job auditions or doing anything, you get nervous sometimes before you go in, especially when you've got to show yourself, you know. And you know, my first big gig, that was a heavy one.